Within Iraq, there's growing concern over an American attack, and it's taking its toll on the country's small private sector. Many Iraqis have stopped purchasing anything but necessities. Private businessmen are watching their modest profits plummet. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
The Nineveh Paint Company, a small family business on the outskirts of Baghdad, has survived wars, embargoes, and sanctions. The owner, 61-year-old Bassem Antoun, has had to cut his staff from 20 to 13, but his employees still make far more than government workers, albeit a modest $15 a week.
First of all, I have 35 years working in this field.
Antoun's laughter is tinged with hysteria as he faces yet another challenge, the possibility of another U.S. attack.
We don't know what's happening. I am thinking this morning to import titanium dioxide, one of our raw materials, to continue our business. This afternoon, I see that business is not going too high. You know, the Iraqi people meet a very difficult situation. They are sleeping at night, but they are working to go on in life.
When asked about his biggest concerns, a worker at the plant replied, ulcers brought on by stress. As a Muslim, he indicated he's putting greater and greater faith in Allah, not his government. The economic crisis following Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990 and the subsequent UN sanctions all but shut the paint factory down. But after 1997, when Iraq began to sell oil under UN supervision, the country began to rebuild. Bassem Antoun saw his business pick up. But now trade is slowing again. With the U.S. threat, the last thing people are thinking about is repainting their buildings. Just getting by is taking creativity. Antoun used to have to import paint cans. That's simply too expensive, so he's taken to making his own. He proudly shows how his workers recycle old oil barrels, turning them into shiny containers for his paint. This is a rare success story in the private industrial sector. It's always been small, but the effect of the sanctions regime has been to reinforce the government sector and Saddam Hussein. The only foreign income comes from oil sales monitored by the UN. As long as the UN determines the contracts aren't for anything that can be used for military purposes, Saddam decides what money goes where. To mitigate his people's suffering and bind them more closely to him, Saddam has developed a complex web of handouts and subsidies. It's only in the past few years that Saddam has offered the private sector support. Faris al-Hadi was happy just to get a license to import household appliances until the late 90s. The government had retained a monopoly. Now there are private shops selling a range of goods. But while the government is issuing import licenses, it does not help the private sector buy the foreign currency it needs to buy imports. Faris has had to purchase dollars from exchange offices from anywhere from 3 to 6 times the rate government factories and departments pay.
The government is supporting, but not to a very great extent, because the main thing which we need hard currency for a reasonable rate, and this is not available.
Al-Hadi sometimes resorts to smuggling, in part to keep costs down, but also to get banned items like microwave ovens, for which, amazingly, there's a market. The UN Sanctions Committee, however, has determined these ovens could have military applications. At the best of times, this is risky. There's no way to ensure illegal shipments from Dubai. One boat went up in flames, and with it, $60,000 of video cassettes. Now, with this new crisis, Al-Hadi has put all shipments on hold, and he's dumping his current stock of television sets below cost to avoid bigger losses later on. Most interviews are monitored by government officials, so-called minders. What businessmen don't say is as revealing as what they do. Few seem inclined to praise government policies, but many, like Al-Hadi, are not convinced the U.S. has the Iraqi people's interests at heart. He suspects weapons of mass destruction are not the key issue for the U.S., and that the U.S. will press for war regardless of what inspectors find.
It's all about oil and the other mineral resources available in Iraq. And we say, in addition to this, it's the protection of Israel. It's the protection for Israel in the shape of what Israel wants. I mean, Palestinians are treated like it cannot be worse. We have never seen worse than this treatment.
In a rare exchange that was not monitored by a government official, a businessman said it is much better to let Iraqis deal with their problems If left alone, he dared to suggest Iraqis would get rid of Saddam Hussein, the man who has held power here since 1979, in as little as a year. He did not elaborate. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.